Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Shits and Gigs with Kelly Ponte. That's me. Whoop, whoop. I'm in an airport right now, so I'm definitely going to get some looks because it's not going to look like I'm talking on the phone, but whatever. I have like a two-hour layover, and I was kind of scrolling through Instagram, TikTok, you know, the usual, and I realized I could use my time more wisely and make a podcast episode. I definitely have been meaning to make one about more like tower tales and everything. Just haven't really had the time with moving. And also, I definitely wanted to fit in that episode with my dad about 9/11, which again, shout out to him and my mom. A ton of you guys listened to it, and I got so many nice messages that I relayed to him, just about, you know, how awesome and enjoyable that was. So again, thanks for the support with that episode, and thanks to my mom and dad for making it. I kind of didn't know if my dad would be comfortable with that. Obviously it was September 11th the night before when we made it, so I figured that would be the perfect time. And when I had even came up with the idea of making this podcast, an episode I had in mind was about him, just because obviously I'm biased, he's my dad, but he's super interesting, and that's one of his amazing stories, so I wanted to share it, and kind of didn't even realize, like, September 11th was around the corner, so it was perfect timing. Definitely one of my favorite episodes. Obviously, it was not, like, a funny episode, but definitely lots of good info and interesting, and got a lot of feedback, and, yeah, just proud to call him my dad. But back to this episode. Like I said, in the airport, because I haven't had time to make an episode at home. I've been moving, which is really fun to see the condo come together. I've mentioned this before, but me and my brother Ryan are moving in, well, have now moved in together in Jacksonville Beach. He is an ER nurse in Jacksonville, and I'll be distributing and doing all the accounts for Gallo Wine in Jacksonville. Yeah, really excited. My bed is literally, I wake up and see the beach, so that's pretty sick. I've been super busy with that. Hired movers, which was awesome. Shout out to Gallo for paying for that. And if you're moving anytime soon, with people graduating and getting jobs and going to college, whatever, if you're moving, I definitely recommend hiring movers. If it's in Florida, First Choice Movers, hit them up. They were awesome. It was literally $470, which maybe sounds like a lot at once, but they only took 2 hours. It literally, from the time they showed up to my house to the time we were fully moved in Jacksonville, 2 hours. These guys, it was three of them, they were like banging it out, like throwing mattresses in the truck, the couch, everything, super professional, super nice, making jokes with us. As they were moving everything up, I was just like unpacking things in the kitchen, unpacking my clothes. Definitely worth it. Even if Gallo didn't pay for the move, I for sure would have still paid them because it was so awesome. And also, it saved the mental stress of the move, because if it was just me and my parents and my brother physically moving all of our stuff up and down the stairs, we live on the second floor of this condo, oh, forget it. Like, we would have been down each other's throats. It would have been really a messy situation. So thankfully, the movers came in clutch and did all of it for us while I just played music and danced around and was all excited about the new condo. So it's definitely a great situation. But this episode is going to be, I guess, kind of one of my tower tale episodes. I've been lifeguarding, but again, haven't really had time to actually make any episodes, but have definitely had some very interesting and funny days/rescues. So gonna share those with you in a second, but first, you know, the ad break. Typical, I just insert the ad. I said it. Maybe I'll remake it because I feel like listening to the same thing. You guys probably skip through it anyway. I'm not remaking it. Okay, here it is. So it's been kind of different with lifeguarding lately. On, I guess it was the 7th, September 7th, we stopped sitting on the red chairs. So now we just patrol in the truck. But I don't think I've made a podcast since before then. So basically now we're just patrolling the beach. So we'll get like I mean, luckily I haven't, but we could possibly get a 911 call that, you know, there's a drowning or some type of medical situation, and we're covering a larger span of the beach with fewer guards, so we would then, in the truck, go respond. But luckily, those days so far has just been, you know, chilling with whoever I'm working with in the truck, doing some workouts, doing some swimming, and nothing has really happened, which is great. But again, potential is there, which is kind of freaky. But funny story about before we did patrols. So when we were still sitting on the red chair, I was working, and there was two of us, and that day we were having a ton of jellyfish stings. So people come up to us with jellyfish stings all the time, and we give them, it's called Preparation H, which is like cream for, I think you put on your butt for like hemorrhoids or whatever. But it also helps with jellyfish stings because it's an anti-inflammatory. And so people will come up to us, and if they're not allergic to anything, not having any type of allergic reaction, then we give them that cream and it takes the sting away. And, you know, that's kind of it. But yeah, so I was basically helping this little kid. I was giving the dad the cream to put on the kid. And as that was happening, I wasn't paying attention to the water. My other lifeguard buddy was. Sorry, I don't know. These guys are going crazy in the airport. Anyway, so my supervisor was like, "Oh my God, Kelly, you gotta go." And I look up and like, it's just crazy because I had no idea what the situation was. Cause again, I wasn't paying attention. I was helping the kid with the jellyfish thing. So I look up and there's two men swimming who were pretty far out. One was farther than the other, and the farthest one was like waving his hands. So that's not a good sign because it means they need help, but also slightly a good sign because if you're waving your hands up in the air, you're probably not completely drowning, because when you wave your hands up, you would go under the water. So typically, I guess a misconception is when people are drowning, they're like waving and screaming and stuff, but people don't want to wave their hands up in the air if they're really in that bad of shape, because then they lose their ability to use their hands to swim. Anyways, so he's waving his hands. And then farther out was a lady on a paddleboard. So obviously I'm thinking the swimmers are the ones in distress, because a paddleboard is flotation. So, you know, what's the problem? So I like grab my buoy and I just start sprinting into the water, and honestly going into it, like I knew I was going to go up to the two swimmers, but I didn't really know what the situation was because I didn't watch it unfold. So I get to the first guy and he is like, "Oh, go get my friend." So he's fine. So I signal to my supervisor that this guy's okay. And then I start swimming to his friend. I told him, I was like, "Swim in. Are you okay to swim?" Like, kind of quickly evaluated the situation. He was fine. He wasn't in distress. He was just like worried about his friend. So he swam in, and we're like, we can't touch. Like, it's pretty far out. So then I start swimming even farther to get to the friend who was waving. And at this point, like, I'm scared of sharks, and I know it seems funny to be a lifeguard and be scared of sharks, but what I tell everyone is, whether I'm lifeguarding or surfing or just swimming, I never let my fear of sharks keep me from the water. Like, yes, it freaks me out, but I still do my job, I still swim, I still surf. It's just like kind of a freaky thing. Anyway, so now I swim to this guy, and now I'm like pretty far. I'm gonna say 100 meters out, maybe. It was a decent swim. I really don't know. But anyways, I get to him. And so now I'm thinking, like, as I'm swimming to him, I'm like really freaked out because I think he's like, I keep popping my head up when I'm swimming to make sure he's like still above the water. Like, I didn't know if he was in distress or not. And so I get to him, and luckily he was fine. He wasn't drowning or anything. And he kept saying, my wife is on the paddleboard. She doesn't know how to swim or paddleboard. So in my head, I'm like, great, that's just really great. And there was a wind that was pushing offshore, so this chick is like literally, I look out into the sea, and she's like curled up in a ball, just freaking going, like, just going out to the ocean, not even trying to paddle, nothing, like, literally nothing. So what happened was, he was on the board with her. He kind of jumped off to, you know, see, I don't know, swim. People will jump off their paddle boards to swim and see if they can touch, which he could not. And at that time, she got kind of swooped away from the wind, and it got to the point where he couldn't, like, chase her. Like, he couldn't swim to her. So he's freaking out because he can't get to his wife. She's freaking out because the husband's swimming and not on the flotation. So at the time that I get here, they're like very separated, like a solid, honestly, I'm really bad at like meters and feet and stuff, but they're just like pretty separate. So I give him my buoy to, you know, calm him down or whatever. And luckily my supervisor saw that this situation was not under control and he starts paddling out on the rescue board. Now in my head, I'm like, get me out of this water. Like, I did not like just sitting there out there, and I wanted to get to the lady on the paddleboard because I kind of knew the situation since I had talked to the guys. So when my supervisor got to me, I got on the paddleboard, he got in the water with the buoy, swam the guy in, and now I paddle out to this lady. So I get to her and I'm thinking she's just gonna be like kind of scared. No, this chick is like hands and knees bawling her eyes out, scream crying. Like, I get to her, I'm like, ma'am, like, I'm a lifeguard, I'm here to help you, like, everything's fine, blah, blah, blah. The poor lady thought her husband drowned because, I mean, obviously she could have just looked up and seen that, like, if she just looked and saw the situation happening, she would have known he was fine. But I guess when you're in a panic like that, you're not really thinking rationally. She was just, like, hands on her face, crying. And so she thought her husband drowned because she stopped hearing him screaming. In reality, it was because the lifeguards got to him. She didn't know that. So she literally was like balled up. She can't swim. She can't paddleboard. And she thinks she just lost her husband. So felt really bad for the lady. I'm trying to comfort her, but also I'm like, we're like in the middle of the ocean. So we need to like do something about this. Luckily the rescue boat was patrolling that day. So they had gotten the call when my supervisor went in the water, because that meant no one was supervising the beach. It was just me and the supervisor. So the boat, I see the boat from afar, like coming towards us. I'm like, thank God. Like, thankfully we have help, because yes, I could have gotten this lady in to shore on my own, but it would have taken a really long time. It would have been really hard work because of the wind. And also she was in no shape or form to like help. Like, no joke. She was just laying there. So the boat came. As the boat's approaching, somehow, magically, like, her two sisters on a paddleboard also show up, and they start swimming towards her, and I'm, like, screaming. I'm like, get back on your paddleboard, like, why are you trying to swim out in the middle of the ocean? Like, get on your paddleboard, because, you know, they think they're trying to help, but in reality, I'm there. There's no, like, medical issue. The lady's just scared, so they're trying to, like, swim, which was just not good. So I screamed at these people. Anyways, the boat comes. We all get on the boat. This poor lady is still like really shaken up. We get all the paddle boards on the boat. So at this point, there's three paddle boards, mine, the ladies, and then the sisters. And then there's four people plus the boat, like plus my lieutenant, the whole bit. It was just kind of a crazy situation and probably seemed and was made out to be a lot more intense than it was, just because we didn't know what the heck was going on. And apparently the other lifeguard tower could like see us with the binoculars, so they were trying to narrate on the radio like what was happening so that dispatch kind of had an idea. Apparently the other lifeguard was like on the radio like, there's just so many paddle boarders, like no one knew what was happening. It was just, yeah, crazy situation. So I finally get them in with the boat, paddle them in, and the lady was like crying to the husband, and then all good, whatever. But then literally they try to go back out on the paddle boards, and I'm like, no, like you're done for the day, like you are sitting on the beach, like I'm sorry, but no. And so we had to tell them like they basically weren't allowed to take the paddle boards out anymore because they kept getting swept out by the wind, so they were like banned from the ocean that day. And then speaking of jellyfish, there has been so many jellyfish. It's insane. Literally one day I had to put cream, this preparation H, on 50 people because the jellyfish were that crazy. It was nuts. So yeah, we had 50 little stings. It was insane. And some people are like very, they just overreact. Like this one girl, she got stung and like, yeah, it hurts, I get it, but this chick is like screaming, like literally like, don't touch me, ah! And I was like, well, if you want this to feel better, like I'm gonna have to touch you to put the cream on. And she's like, no. I'm like, well, and then finally the parents were like, you need to calm down, and I put the cream on her, whatever. But yeah, jellyfish have been pretty crazy, so be cautious. And what else? Yeah, I've been patrolling in the truck, like I said. That's fun. It's really cool, especially when we work like by the pier, because you can run next to the truck, and so the truck just drives slow and you can run next to it, and it's like getting paid to work out, which is sick. And some people get really mad when they see the lifeguards working out, because like they obviously know that we're getting paid kind of to work out, but in my head I'm like, do you not understand that we have to be fit to like save lives? So you would think they would want us to work out. But anyways, yeah, that's kind of it for the lifeguard stories, and I think it's going to be just a short episode because I don't really know what else to talk about, and people keep staring at me in the airport, so I'm not really sure what else to talk about. So hopefully everyone's having a good rest of their summer. I think summer is kind of over now. People are back to work. Crazy how fast it went. But yeah, enjoy your, I think it's a Friday. Happy Friday. Bye, everyone.